wants McDonald's? Looks like everyone does.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, McDonald's says sales are up in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, and here in the United States. We'll dig into the numbers for some interesting nuggets. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow is up just about a point at 12,163. The NASDAQ down about 0.1%, and the S&P 500 also down about 0.1%. Investors are watching China, which announced today it is raising interest rates for the second time in 6 weeks to combat rising prices. A Chinese economist says it's the first rate hike in the year of the rabbit, but it will not be the last. Now let's get to today's golden earnings from McDonald's. The company beat Wall Street estimates by a long shot with a 7% sales jump in Europe, a 5% boost in Asia, and a 3% rise in the U.S. For more, let's bring in our regular Tuesday analyst, Julie Nieman of Smith, Moore & Company. She's with us live now from St. Louis. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So I remember when fast food sales were rising back in 2008 in the early days of the recession, analysts said that meant the economy was not doing well, so people were eating more cheap food. Is that still the story today?
Well, that's true. Recessions, you give up higher-end dining, but why doesn't everyone rush back to Applebee's when you've got a few more coins in the jeans? Well, the thing is, recessions bring in new permanent customers to places like McDonald's. You know, there's almost a reverse psychology here, too. Once you try it, you like it. Getting into the elevator in the morning, I'm clutching my full meal deal and a very decent coffee for the same price paid as the cool people clutching their Starbucks Frappe Grandes. So you get some new permanent customers coming in. The constant marketing and the rollout of new products is another key thing.
All right. Well, Julie, not all fast food chains are doing as well, though. We just heard recently from Wendy's Arby's that reported a loss last quarter. What's so different about McDonald's?
Well, two things. One, commodity prices are going up. McDonald's is famous for containing their commodity costs. They have huge purchasing power, just like Walmart does. They do test marketing, constantly rolling out new things, limited time only. If it works, it's wonderful. If it doesn't, they can it. But they do it with the same equipment, so there's no new equipment required. That keeps franchisees very happy. They're on top of everything that happens to be trendy. Let other restaurants take what's currently hot, and they'll do the innovation. If McDonald's will keep it going if it happens to be a good area to look at. But new and fresh looks are what they're looking at. Promotions, great across marketing.
Right.
Build-A-Bear had a huge number of things going through. That moved a lot of traffic as well. They're low-cost, short duration, and it creates a sense of urgency. Collect them all. So good traffic promotions. They're very successful at both of those.
Julie Nieman, analyst at Smith, Moore & Company, thanks as always. Now let's get to the Middle East, where protests have entered their 15th day in Egypt, but some focus is shifting to nearby Jordan, which got a ratings downgrade from Moody's today. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is in Amman, Jordan, and she joins us now with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about Jordan's role in the changes that are happening in the region.
Well, for the U.S., Jordan is one of the most important allies in the region. We're already starting to see some signs of unrest here. There have been some protests. The king appointed a new prime minister last week in response to all this. I met with Nimr al-Asaf from the Islamic Action Front. Now, that's the political arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. Just to clarify, the Muslim Brotherhood is legal here, not like in Egypt. It's really just the main opposition party.
There should be a transformation to democracy, real democracy in Jordan soon. And also in the economical way, we should first of all see the removal of those people who really sucked the blood of the Jordanians.
What he's talking about there is cleaning up corruption, but he and others are also demanding more economic opportunity more generally.
So a lot of the same issues that we saw in both Egypt and Tunisia. Elisa, are you seeing evidence there in Amman that the unrest could spread?
Absolutely. But there are some significant differences. Jordan is a much smaller country than Egypt, where the Egyptians would really like to see Mubarak go. It seems like the Jordanians really don't want to depose the king. The other thing is the monarchy does seem to be paying attention to all this. Among other things, last week, the king increased subsidies to the people, presumably to try to resolve some of their immediate money complaints.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth in Amman, Jordan. And we'll be talking to you, Elisa, over the coming weeks. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
In San Francisco today, entrepreneurs are gathering for a conference on internet domains. We're all familiar with .com and .org, but soon you'll be able to get .consumer electronics or .hockey. From our entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Fire! The Oklahoma Land Rush from the movie Far and Away is being used to promote today's conference, which is all about staking a claim to one of these new internet domains.
It will cost you $195,000.
Kieran McCarthy's running the conference. He used to work for the agency that's selling the new top-level domains. Right now, there are 21 of these, like .com, .net. But $185,000 could buy you a new one, say .sport or .vegas.
You would have an ending, and then people would fight over the second-level domains.
And when he says fight, he means pay for addresses like golf.sport or hotels.vegas. Lauren Weinstein of People for Internet Responsibility warns the land rush will bring cyber squatters.
Harrah's, for example, not only do they feel they have to sign up for .vegas, but if someday there's a .gambling, you have to sign up for that one.
Trademarks will be protected, so .ge can be purchased only by GE. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, to Cranston, Rhode Island. It's home to about 80,000 people and almost 600 undocumented stop signs. The signs weren't erected according to proper city code, so judges have been dismissing tickets for people who aren't stopping at the signs, which of course means less money coming into the cash-strapped city. Well, yesterday, the Cranston City Council Safety Committee voted to legalize the undocumented signs, even though I'm sure some residents would rather have the signs deported. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
You think you've got problems? Could be a lot worse.
I'm shattered. Like, my bottom five teeth got knocked out. They're like sitting in my throat. I can feel them. And my jaw has a big crack right here. And they put two plates and 12 screws in.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Just grin and bear it. How to handle pain Freakonomics style. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.